Hello, friends. Welcome back to Ease in Abundance. I'm your host, Annette LeBlanc. And if you're new here, this is where we stop grinding for worth, start upgrading identity, and building a life that feels abundant without burning you out first. We're just going to dive right into today's episode. As I scroll LinkedIn lately, I am seeing more and more incredibly talented, experienced people sharing posts about layoffs and losing their jobs. Many in the marketing and communications industry, like me. And if you've been with me for a while, you know I was laid off in November 2024. And today I want to talk about it. No shade towards my former employer. They were supportive and they've continued to cheer me on. Business is business, but that doesn't mean it didn't hurt. If I'm being honest, it hurt the day it happened. It hurt weeks later when the reality kept landing. And it hurt in those quiet, random moments, months down the road, where it still felt kind of tender. And to be completely transparent, I didn't have an emergency fund. I wasn't financially prepared, and I deeply regret that part. But honestly, I didn't think this would ever happen to me. Nice little plot twist for me. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode is for the person who has lost their job, or the person who lost themselves in their job, and the person holding it together while trying to figure out what's next. So the morning I got laid off, I had actually written a post about job loss and had it scheduled for 11 a.m. that day. But it didn't sit right with me, it just didn't feel right, so I unscheduled it. It kind of felt like too company-centric and less empathetic for the employee, so I wanted to tweak it for a better balance. And I was probably thinking about it too much, but anyways. And I had recently finished editing and formatting new documents for a career transition program, the exact resources that explain the shock, the emotional stages, the hit to your identity, the ripple effect on those around you, including employees and your family, and how deeply human and real it all feels. So logically, I knew the process. But again, I didn't think it would happen to me. I've always felt so secure in my jobs. Actually, someone else at work suspected something that day. I even said something like, oh no, don't assume the worst, don't overthink it. They were right and I was wrong. When I got called into that meeting, I had this frozen half smile on my face while they were telling me, this polite half smile, which is so me. And I've mentioned this in previous episodes, that for years I've had this dream of going all in on my own. So I pictured flexibility, four-day work weeks, doing the work I love, a little bit of breathing room, and building something meaningful. But someday was always that, someday. I'll do it when I'm financially ready. Or I'll do it when I have this next certification. And then life said, cool, here's your push. And even though part of me welcomed the possibility of something new, I was a little bit excited. I still felt everything. I went through all of the stages at some point. Grief, fear, shame, confusion. And then those big identity questions like, how did I get here? Wasn't I doing everything right? What does this mean now? I mean, I had left other great jobs before, jobs that were great on paper, stable, and every single time I followed passion, a calling, curiosity, alignment. But yeah, it still hurt. After that happened, every single morning, I grounded myself with one sentence as soon as I opened my eyes. Today is going to be a great day. Not toxic positivity, not pretending everything was okay. Science, because your brain needs direction. And if you don't consciously guide it, it defaults to fear. So that anchor really helped me stay rooted. And then another thing I want to say out loud again, because it really matters. I had been pouring so much energy in building brands for other people, other organizations, leaders, and projects, helping everyone else tell their story, and helping everyone else shine, which I loved, but I wasn't showing up as boldly for my personal brand. Not in a, I should have marketed harder way, but in a, I wish I would have allowed myself to be seen more way. I'd get these beautiful testimonials, and I'd share them on Instagram, but instead of sharing them on LinkedIn, I'd hesitate think about it for a while, ask my current employer if I could post them on LinkedIn. I overthought it. I questioned how to balance my job and my side hustle. Looking back, I wish I would have talked more openly about it, what I was doing, who I was helping, and the impact of my work. Not because it would have prevented the layoff, but because your personal brand is not ego, it's safety, it gives you options, it's identity, it's protection, and it's momentum. And that became one of my biggest lessons. Here are a few other things I want to share. One, people will always have opinions about your next step. Listen, if you like, take what's useful, but you choose. Two, sometimes life clears the path you were never going to leave willingly. Painful? Yeah. But also so powerful. Three, opportunities exist everywhere. Networking, programs, people, support, unexpected doors. Get in the mindset to expect those things. Four, joy matters. Finding tiny pockets of light while rebuilding matters so much. Those small things make a huge difference. And five, there's no shame in needing support. Truly, ask for help if you need it. So if you're dealing with a job loss, identity loss, or transition that you didn't exactly choose, you're not failing, you're not behind, you're not broken. This is a great opportunity for you to get curious, because when you ask better questions, you get better answers. And I don't just mean spiritually, although if you resonate with God, source, spirit guides, the universe, cool, keep that. But even if you don't, this is still science. Your brain is wired to solve problems and complete loops. So when you ask it open-ended questions, your subconscious goes to work trying to answer it, even when you sleep. So instead of spiraling in the what's wrong with me or why isn't this working, will I ever get a job, shift the questions and to ask yourself as you're falling asleep, like in that dreamy half awake window, it's so powerful. Ask, what is my next best move? Where are all the opportunities from all of my experience, skills, and certifications? What strengths do I already have that can help support me right now? Show me the next aligned step. You don't need every answer, you just need the next one. Your subconscious is brilliant, it's always listening. And if you let it, it will show you the way. Because when you ask better questions, you start seeing opportunities that were always there. That's how many opportunities to level up came into my world this past year, including a scholarship where I received my Chartered Marketer certification. I'm in the Seed program and other business groups. I always write down things that I want. It's always random. Like, it's not at the beginning of the year. Randomly, I'll write a few things in a notebook that I'm calling in. I really wanted a one-on-one call with a business coach, not just any business coach, but I wasn't in the position to invest in one-on-one at the moment. But I wrote it down anyways. And then a little while later, I apply for this. I guess it was kind of like a giveaway. It was for free coaching for a case study. And while I didn't get the free coaching, I received an hour call with him. And it wasn't the coach I had in mind, but it was even better for me at that time. And he was someone that I knew, had a huge audience that I thought I would never have the opportunity to work with. He was one of the mentors of one of the biggest podcasts in self-development. So I walked away with some really great insights. Those opportunities weren't random. They were the result of asking different questions and being open to synchronicities and opportunities and letting my subconscious and whatever higher power you believe in do some of the heavy lifting. I always took aligned action because that piece is equally as important. That's why identity and intuition are so important to me and what I teach in all of my containers, whether it's just marketing or coaching. You don't need to force clarity. You don't need the whole 5-year, 10-year plan. You just need the next step. And again, your subconscious is brilliant. It's always listening. And when you invite it into the conversation, it'll show you the way. When I got laid off, I finally had time to go all in and build all of my programs, including my DIY coaching programs, which is something that was on my heart for a while. I wanted something that was life-changing and really accessible for people. And I was going to stop sharing it and reserve it for my one-on-one and group program add-ons. But honestly, the more I talk to people and scroll lately, the more I see how many people are navigating transition, uncertainty, change, burnout, identity shifts. And it reminded me why I created it in the first place. Because this is the work that changed me. And it's the work that I do with clients now. Identity work, subconscious rewiring, nervous system regulation, clarity, belief, rewriting the story from I'm just trying to get by to I believe that it's possible and my success is inevitable. And this isn't about bypassing hard seasons. It's not a manifestation program, but this is the work that gets you dreaming big and gets you from where you are to where you ultimately want to be. It's not woo. It's very much backed by neuroscience. It's about having tools so you don't just cope, you rebuild from grounded power. If this episode landed and you're in a season of change, if you're rebuilding, reimagining, or redefining yourself, I created Ease and Abundance Reset for seasons exactly like this. And because I know what this season feels like, and I deeply want this work to be accessible, because when I wanted to work with a coach and I couldn't swing it, I invested in a DIY program that changed my life. So if you're interested and you're really looking to level up, check out the link in the show notes. So to wrap it up, this isn't the end of your story. It might just be the chapter where everything realigns, and that can be so exciting. Magic lives on the other side of chaos. I truly believe that. I've lived that. Remember, peaks and valleys, we need both. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye for now. Now, a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.